We continue with Mishnah Bura, Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Siv Beis, says a Mechaber, Yisrael ve'enam Yehudim sheheisebo yachad, ve'edlik eno Yehudi ner. If there were some Jews and some non-Jews sitting at a table together, and one of the non-Jews lights a candle, Imrov enam Yehudim, if most of the people there, the majority of the people that are sitting at the table, are not Jewish, mutrelish tamish la'oro, then even the Jews are allowed to benefit from this candle. Vimrov Yisrael, however, if the majority of the people at the table are Jewish, or afil mechza al mechza, even if half are Jewish and half are not Jewish, usher, it is prohibited to benefit from this candle. The reason being that mistama, the non-Jew, is performing the malacha for the rov, the majority of the people that are there. And therefore, if the majority are not Jewish, then it's as though it was done for non-Jews, and a Jew is allowed to benefit. However, if the majority are Jews, then it is assumed that the malacha was done for the Jews, and therefore, each of the Jews are prohibited from benefiting. The Ber Halacha brings up an interesting machlokes between the Meiri and the Tosos, whether this is a general rule that we apply, and we just look at the majority, is it a majority Jews or the majority non-Jews, or sometimes, even if it's a majority Jews or majority non-Jews, the opposite will be true if there is an Adam Chashuv that is there. If there is an important Jew or an important non-Jew who is there, then maybe we will go busser that important person and not go busser the majority. The reason, if it is half-Jews and half-non-Jews, that we go l'chumrah, the Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons for this. One explanation is, since it's impossible to tell whether he was performing the action for the Jews or the non-Jews, we have to assume l'chumrah. And the second explanation is that mistama, when it is mechza al mechza, half and half, so mistama, he did it for both groups. And once it was done for both groups, included in that is that it was done for Jews, and therefore it is prohibited to benefit. Continuing in the Mechaber, v'em yesh hochacha shel atzorach ein Yehudi madlika, kagon shana rom shu mishtamesh l'ora, af al pi sherov Yisrael mutter. If it is clear for whatever reason that this non-Jew that lit the candle was clearly doing it for his own benefit, then it is permitted for the Jews to benefit, even if the majority of the people there are Jewish. The example that the Mechaber gives is, if we see that he himself is using the candle, then clearly he did it for himself, and not for the majority of the people who are there. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even if we see him benefiting from the candle, if we know that he did it for himself and for the Jews that are there, then once again it will be prohibited for the Jews to benefit. Because it is not enough for it to be done for a non-Jew, it has to not be done for a Jew. Now the Rama has an interesting chiddush. Yesh omrim, demutar lomer le'enu Yehudi lahadlik lo ner l'seudas Shabbos. Some suggest that it is permitted to ask a non-Jew to light a candle in order to enable Jews to eat the seuda for Shabbos. Mishum desvir alei, demutar amir le'enu Yehudi afilu b'malacha gemura b'makal mitzvah. The shita of the Baal Ha'itar is that Amir al-Nachri, even on an Isser de'oraisa, is mutter b'makom mitzvah. The mitzvah here being the ability to eat Suda Shabbos, and therefore it would be mutter to tell a non-Jew to light a candle in order for you to be able to perform a mitzvah. She'al pizeh nagu rabim lahakel bedavar letzavos l'enu Yehudi lahadlik neres etzorach Suda. Many are makel based on this yeshomrim shita, to allow a non-Jew to light a candle to enable us to eat the Suda Shabbos. Befra pesudas chasana omila, this is specifically done at large sudas and important sudas mitzvahs, such as a wedding or bris mila. Ve'ein mocha biyadam, and we don't tell them to stop. Ve'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzorach gadol, is best to be machmir, not to follow this sheet of the Baal Ha'itar, to be matir amir l'nachri, on for a mitzvah straight up, unless it is a tremendous tzorech. D'harov ha-poskim cholkim al svar hazo, because most poskim disagree with this shita of the Baal Ha'itar. The Mishnah Berurah points out that obviously this heter will only be if you are sitting in the pitch black and you can't eat the suda, you can't perform the mitzvah unless the nachri lights the candle for you. As well, the Mishnah Berurah explains that when the Rama said, Ein mocha biyadam, we don't stop them from relying on this Baal Ha'itar, that was because of the concept of mutav shiyushogim va'al yumezidin. Better that they do something incorrect, bishogig, than to do it, bimezid. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Shla, who says that even Litzorach Gadol, one should be machmir not to rely on this Bala Itter. However, the Mishnah Berurah states that one time that it is definitely permitted to rely on this Bala Itter is if the Eruv falls down. The Mishnah Berurah states that one should ask a non-Jew to fix the Eruv in order to prevent the Michshol for the Rabbim, because many people who won't know that the Eruv is down will continue to use the Eruv incorrectly. Shalo kahalacha. So it is best to rely on the Bala Itter to say b'makom mitzvah, and to save the Rabbim, one can ask a non-Jew to perform even a malacha d'oraisa.